Module 5 Modern Living. Unit 5.1 Exercise 2 Page 130
The Designer
But why do you want to be a fashion designer? You could go to any university in the country with the grades you've got. And you want to go to fashion school?
Tanya bowed her head further over the piece of silk she was working on and continued to sew the small bright beads onto the fine cloth with quiet determination. She knew her father was exasperated with her decision, but it wasn't going to affect her resolve in any way. He could question her over and over and insist on the ridiculousness of the idea, but she was going to be a fashion designer no matter what. It was all she had ever wanted to do. Tanya thought back to when she had first picked up a needle and thread. Her grandmother, like many women of her generation, had made most of her own clothes, and when Tanya was very small, she had loved to watch her cutting the cloth and stitching it together with meticulous skill. Bit by bit, under her grandmother's careful instruction, she had learned the craft herself. She had started with simple outfits for her dolls, and had progressed to the point where even her grandmother said, she was much better than her at making clothes. Once she had mastered the basic skills, Tanya had become adventurous and started designing her own creations. She had a wild sense of colour and liked to make clothes that stood out for the contrast in the colours, patterns, and the different types of cloth that she used. There was no doubting her creativity. Her art teacher at school had nothing but praise for her talent and encouraged her to develop it further. But not everyone was quite as sympathetic to Tanya's dream of becoming a star in the world of fashion. Her brother Dimitri, for one, did not make any attempt to hide his contempt for her obsession with fashion. As far as he was concerned, clothes were just something you threw on in the morning before going out into the outside world. As long as they were clean and didn't have holes in them, that was all that mattered. He regarded anyone who paid attention to fashions and trends as simply a victim of peer pressure and advertising. Dimitri was very fond of telling her that anyone with any sense or intelligence would put their energy into doing something that mattered in the world, like becoming a scientist. He sounded just like her father. But she wouldn't listen. Her mind was already made up. She had been offered a place at one of the most prestigious schools of art and design in the country, and nothing would deter her from taking her place there. Contrary to what some people thought, she wasn't a fool. And she knew the road to fulfilling her dreams would be a long, hard one. She had a plan mapped out, and she was going to follow it through. Fortunately, she did have support within the family. Her grandmother never failed to boast about her talent to anyone who would listen, and her mother, although she didn't make a song and dance about it, was also proud of her. Tanya looked up from her work and gazed into her father's troubled face. She smiled at him.
"You know, Dad, we've had this conversation countless times now,"
she said gently.
"And the thing is, underneath it all, you know I've made the right decision for my life. This is what I'm good at. So let me ask you one thing. What would you rather I did with my life? Something that gives me a deep sense of satisfaction and fulfillment, or something that would make me unhappy, perhaps for the rest of my life?"
Her father's face brightened and he chuckled.
"Well, one thing is for certain," he said. "No one could ever accuse you of lacking confidence in your own abilities, and that is definitely a good thing. You know, I only want the best for you."
She nodded.
"I know you do, and this is what's best for me."
He patted her on the shoulder and walked back to his chair to read the paper. ¶¶